좋아하고 기뻐하는 것이 흥분이다. What is excitement? To be excited means to like something, to rejoice in something. And the important thing is you have to get excited about things in order for you to do things properly, and you have to be excited in order for you to do them with a sense of hope and with joy. And the scripture this week came from Haggai chapter 1, verse 14. The book of Haggai was written at a time when the Israelites had returned from exile to Babylon. And when they returned, they saw that Israel was in a state of disrepair, and especially the temple of God. So the Israelites, having returned to Israel after being captives in Babylon, they had to deal with a lot of forces. They had to deal with external forces as well as internal forces. The external forces were their neighbors, their enemies. They were constantly trying to get them. But the most difficult thing for them to deal with was their internal struggles, right? When they came, first of all, they were captives in Babylon for a long time. And when they came back, I'm sure it was a bittersweet moment for the Israelites when they came back to Israel. And when they were in exile, they had great hope of returning to Israel, starting their life again, and regaining their freedom, right? But when they came back to Israel, what lay in front of them and what they had to work with was a desolate wasteland, right? A place that had been laid waste. And the most important part of Israel, the biggest identity, right? What identified the Jews was the temple, right? That's the one thing that no one else had that the Jews had. And this was a unique temple in that this is the place where God dwelled. This is the place where the Israelites could meet with God, right? And God called this place the tent of meetings, right? It is the place where people would come to meet with God. So when they saw the temple in a state of disrepair, and because it had been ignored and forsaken and had not been taken care of all the time they were captives in Babylon, it was hard for them to get the hope, right? To get the excitement in their hearts to rebuild this thing, right? And that's the case with a lot of things that we do in life. You know, we face great obstacles. When we see them, we feel like they're insurmountable, that those obstacles are just too big for us to handle. So what happens in Haggai chapter 4 is this is what God does to the Israelites. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and he stirred up the heart of the spirit of Joshua, son of Jozadak, who was the high priest, and he stirred up the spirits of the entire remnant of the people. He stirred up their hearts. They came and they began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God. Right? So that's the entire story of Haggai, is how did they overcome this incredible obstacle? How did they overcome the barren wasteland that had laid before them when they came back to Israel with all that hope, with all that expectation? But what faced them caused them to become disappointed. It discouraged them and disheartened them. So what was the answer? God stirred up the people. God stirred up their spirits, stirred up their hearts. And the Korean word that was used to describe the stirring up of the spirit was the word 흥분. 좋아하고 기뻐하는 것이 흥분이다. So what is excitement? What is 흥분? It is to like it. It is to rejoice in it, be delighted, happy about it. And 흥분돼야 제대로 하고, you have to be excited in order for you to do things properly and 희망과 감사 기쁨으로 한다. And you have to be excited in order for you to do it with hope and with thanksgiving and with joy, right? Without excitement, we can't do things properly, and without excitement, we can't do our work with a hope, with a sense of hope and thanksgiving and joy. That's why this week's message is so important because it gives us the key to overcoming insurmountable obstacles, to overcoming whatever situations and circumstances we face in our everyday life, which is that we have to get excited. And what is excitement? Excitement is that motivating power. It is the motive force, right? It is the driving force. It is what drives people to take action. And excitement will make your hearts fiery, but at the same time, negative excitement, right? Or feeling really negative and down, that could actually make your hearts really, really cold. So exciting, getting excited about things if it's positive, it can make things great and it can make you happy. But at the same time, if you get excited negatively, right, then it will lead to you just worrying and it'll lead to you getting anxious and negative. So 흥분 or excitement has tremendous power. It has the power to move your heart and to move your thoughts. And that's why, just like with everything else, like Spider-Man says, with great power comes great responsibility. Since 흥분, excitement or stirring, has such tremendous power, you have to use it really well. You have to use it in a positive, you have to harness it in a positive way. Then, whatever you do, you could do it with hope, you could do it with joy, and you could do it with delight. And the thing about excitement, however, is that it doesn't come unless you do something about it, right? You can't expect to just have excitement hit you over the face. It's something that we have to actively pursue and do. We have to think about it. We have to take action on it. We have to do the work. Let's say, for example, if you want to become excited about a song, if you want to be stirred up by a song, it's not going to happen if you don't sing it with excitement. You have to keep singing it over and over and over again. Then you'll get excited about the song. You'll be moved and inspired. But if you do nothing, then there's no inspiration. There's no movement. There's no stirring of the heart, right? So if you want to be excited about whatever you're doing, you have to do two things. One, you have to think about it. You have to think about what this is for. Two things: the purpose of the work, and is there a will of God in me doing this work? What is the will of this work? So you have to think about the work in terms of its purpose and the will of God. And you have to take action. You have to take action and do it. Then you'll get excited and you'll be able to do the work with joy and happiness. You'll be happy to do it and you'll be able to do the work properly, therefore, because you're excited about doing it. And you will do it with a sense of hope. You will do it with joy and you will do it with thanksgiving.